introduced these ideas, and it's all been literally uphill from then. Before Marty Seligman, this happened all in 1998, and we'll talk about it a little bit more next time. This all happened in 1998. Long before 1998, our very own Professor Alan Langer did research in all these areas, bringing the humanistic spirit and combining it with the academic scientific rigor. We're going to be talking probably more than about any other scholar about her work in this class. And another person from Harvard, one of the parents of positive psychology, was Philip Stone, who passed away 2 years ago, yesterday. Both Langer and Stone were my thesis advisors, introduced me to the field of positive psychology, into this research. In 1998, when they had the first positive psychology summit, Professor Stone took me along with him. I was his graduate student. In 1999, he taught the first positive psychology class at Harvard, one of the first in the world. I was his teaching fellow. A couple of years later, he taught it again. Again, I was his teaching fellow. And then, when I graduated, he suggested that I take over his class. And here we are today. So this is 1504. Let me give you a sense of, in the next half hour or so, a sense of what to expect in this class. The first thing is that this class is not just about information. It is also explicitly about transformation. What do I mean by that? You see, most of education today is about information. What is information? So we have a container, which is our mind, and information is about taking data, taking science, taking information, and putting it inside the form. That is information.